like that. Because he's spanking you to get you back in obedience to him. Amen. All right, y'all with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8. God commands total obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Are we obedient to God? We're going to find out. Because I'm going to mention several things in Scripture today to see what we line up with him. And are we obedient to the Lord? Deuteronomy chapter 8. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, I pray to the Lord that we will, Father, come into your house. God, worship. What an amazing worship service we had. God, with all the musicians up here, the praise team, the songs that were sang, God, they blessed my heart. God, an amazing time to worship you. And Lord, I pray today that we would open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears. The Lord, bless us to see your word. Bless us to understand your word. Bless us to apply your word. God, you command total obedience from us, the Lord. You command holiness, the Lord, in our lives. And God, if we're not holy and living a life of holiness and righteousness, then we're living a life that's unholy and unrighteous, God. And God, I pray that you would move upon our spirit today, that you would revive us, renew us, Father. Excite us about being in your house. Excite us about serving you, Lord. Excite us about wanting to follow your ordinances, your obediences, your statutes, your commands, Lord. God, I pray that your word would go forward today. God, that it would cut where it needs to cut. It would pierce where it needs to pierce, God. That we will apply your word to our hearts and to our lives. God, that we won't be the same as what we walked in here as. That, God, we will be revived, refreshed, and renewed, and excited, the Lord, about giving. Giving to your church. Giving to your ministry, the Lord. Giving of our time, our talents, and our treasures, God. So that we can see your work go forward. That we can see your ministry go forward. That we can continue to do ministry and missions, the Lord. That you desire us to do. God, may we be enlightened through your word today. God, I pray that you defeat the devil, bind him up, cast him out, the Lord. Any opposition, the Lord, bind the opposition up in the name of Jesus. And let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move and work in our lives today. God, I pray your anointing upon your word. It is your word, God. I pray the anointing upon your word, the power upon your word today, that it go forward, the Lord, and that Satan, God, won't transform it before it gets to our ears. God, that it would be pure in your word. God, help us today. Lord, bless again the reading of your word. Bless and hide me behind the cross of Calvary today. Fill me with the words that you desire me to say. To God, that I can have a freedom to preach and deliver your word. God, we're going to thank you for what you're going to do. And all God's people said,
amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 1 says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye what? So you forget them? So should you just leave them behind? Should you forget what God's word says? Should you lay it aside? All his commands which I command thee this day shall ye what? Observe to do. Carefully observe. Observe to do that you may what? You want to live? You want to have? I'm asking you a question. Do you want to live? There's only 5 of you that said yeah. Do you want to live? Do you want to live according to God's commands and laws and how his statutes and how we should live?
Yes.
Amen. If you want to have life, then it's called being obedient and faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ in every command and statute and ordinance in your life and my life.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
He says, all the commands which I command thee this day shall you observe to do that you may what? Live, and not only live, but what?
Multiply,
that means increase, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Look at verse 6. He says, therefore shalt thou keep the what? Commandments of the Lord thy God. And also to what? Walk in his ways. And do what?
Fear
him. Reverent fear of the Lord. And it means that fear means in all of the Lord. In all of him. Go down to verse 19 and 20. It said, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall what?
Surely
perish. You know what that means? You're going to die. You should die. It said, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be what? Obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Folks, it's time as the church of God. It's time as Christian brothers and sisters in this church and across America and every church around the world. It is time for us to get serious about God's business. It's time for us to follow His statutes, His commandments, His ordinances. My friend, that we observe to do them and follow them. And my friend, if we don't, we're on dangerous ground. If we don't, my friend, that is the reason churches across America today are shutting their doors, because we don't follow what God's Word tells us to do. We don't follow. That's the reason churches are empty today, because we don't care about God. We don't care about His Word. We don't care how we live. We don't care how we act. We don't have no respect, no submission for God, for His authority or His Word or anything. We have a lack of prayer, a lack of knowledge, a lack of reading God's Word and things of that nature. And guess what? It started when we allowed the prayer and the Bibles in the school to get kicked out. Now it's infiltrated into a generation that don't care. To a generation that don't care. They don't can care less whether we as a church continue to be a full-time ministry or not. They don't care. We as a church, do we want to keep the lights on, the doors open, and pay the mortgage and keep a full-time staff? Don't care. Oh, it don't bother me. I got a job. I got a boat. I got a hunting camp. I got fishing. I got NASCAR passes. I got NFL tickets to the Jaguars. You wasting your money. I got all that. I got all that. Why do I need church? I'm a self-made individual. I'm a self-made individual. I've got a business, and I built that business and all that stuff. What do you need to tell me about living for the Lord for? Why do you need to tell me about giving? Why do you need to tell me about following His commands and His statutes? I made my dynasty. I built what I got. I don't need your information. And that's the society and the generation that we have created. When you read these words and you see in verse 1 and 6 and you see in 19 and 20. And it talks about, you know, God's commands for Israel. God's commands that He gave through Moses. These are to be obeyed completely. God's ordinances, His commands, His statutes. Everything that He gave us, folks, is for us to apply to our lives. It's for us to live by. It's for us to abide by. It's for you to live and not die. Amen. It's to be obedient to Him. And we see whether it's in worship, we're in obedience to Him and giving worship. And God demands obedience and holiness from us, exclusively from you and me. He wants that in your life, in my life, and to carry out those things. Oh, listen to me. Israel failed. We failed. People fail today. But what is our hope? Our only hope that we have is in Jesus. The only hope that we have is in Him. The only hope that we have is in Him. It's time that we learn that and be obedient to what God has called us to do. Oh, listen to me. When you look at these verses of Scripture and you look back at verse 1 and 6, if you take notes, faith-driven obedience leads to life. Faith-driven obedience leads to life. Daily living of God's Word. Faith-driven obedience. My friend, obedience in our life. It goes and gives life. When you look back at verse 1 and 6, it says this in verse 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you what? Observe to do. Shall you observe to do all the commandments? This day shall you observe to do that you may what? Live. That you may live. And what? Multiply. That means increase in number and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Then you go on in verse 6. It says, therefore thou shalt what? Keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways and fear Him. Right off the beginning. Right in these opening verses, folks, God makes His demands for His people clear. Right in the beginning, God makes it clear to you and me. Nothing less than complete obedience will do. Nothing less than complete obedience in your life and in my life will do for the Lord. He makes it clear that absolute holiness of God demands the standard of holiness of worship and obedience from you and I. When you look at Leviticus 19:2, in Leviticus 19:2 it says, speak unto all the what? Who's the congregation? We are. We are Crossroad Community Church. It says, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel. And it says, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. My friend, not only is he speaking to the congregation of Israel, but my friend, we're speaking to the congregation of Crossroad. My friend, he desires holiness in your life and my life. He desires purity in your life and my life. He desires obedience in your life and my life. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. My friend, when we start living a life of obedience and a life of holiness, a life of purity, then will God be honored in your life, my life, and the life of the church, my friends. He will be honored in that. When we start living a life of that, my friends, and it's time. There's too many counterfeits that are out there. God calls us to be different. He calls us to live different, to act different, to speak different, to talk different. My friend, he desires holiness in your life and my life. And it desires a commitment to change who we are and through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, listen, he says that. He says, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and said unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Leviticus 20:26 goes on to say, in Leviticus 20:26, it goes on to say, and ye shall be what? Holy unto who? Unto the Lord. Be holy unto God. You shall be holy unto me, he says. Be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am what? Holy. And have served you from other people, that you should be mine. We should be holy. God wants us to be holy, serving him. He served us. God created man without sin in the Garden of Eden. But sin entered into mankind and humanity and ruined that. Man was to live a holy life of faith and obedience while walking with the Lord in the garden. Can you imagine that opportunity that was afforded? God created us to be holy. God created us in obedience. God created us for fellowship with him, walking in the midst of the garden with him, fellowshipping with him. God created us because he wanted a relationship with you and me. But my friend, sin in our life and disobedience and a lack of holiness separates us from fellowship with the Lord. He wants to have fellowship in your life and my life. He created us to be worshiping him, desirous of him. He created that in your life and my life. True life, my friend, is found in being right with the Lord. True life is found in being holy to the Lord. True life is found when we're living in obedience to the Lord. You want life, you can experience it in the Lord. Outside of that, as Scripture says, outside of living a life of holiness, outside of keeping his command and statutes, outside of living that kind of life, we face death. We face death. Be ye holy as I am holy. Oh, walk by faith. Walk in complete obedience to him, and we should live. Oh, listen, God has been faithful to lead us. My friend, he's been faithful to provide for us. He's been faithful to meet your need. You wouldn't be here if he wouldn't, because you know the faith that God has exhibited in your life and my life. You know what God has done. God has been faithful to you. Amen. Amen. You know what God has done. You've seen God's hand upon you. You've seen God's mercy upon you. Are you living in obedience and commands to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are you living in obedience? Oh, number two, when you look back at verse 19 and 20, you see faithless disobedience leads to death. Faithless disobedience leads to death. It results in separation from God. People are sinful. God is holy. Faithless disobedience, our choice results in separation from God. The choices that we have, my friend, listen, the choices that we choose to live in life. What do we choose to be holy? What do we choose to be right before Him? What do we choose to live a life of faith and obedience to Him? Oh, listen, will determine your destination, will determine mine. Look back at verse 19 and 20. It says this, "And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them." And that's talking about anything that takes the place of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Anything that takes the place of them and serve them and worship them, I testify against you, this day you shall what? Surely perish. This day you shall die. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because you will not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord. Faithful disobedience leads to death. It started back in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 2:17. In Genesis 2:17, "But of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil, thou what? Thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt what? Surely die." Spiritually and physically, folks, back in the Garden of Eden, life was for eternity as we knew it on earth. But because of sin entered into humanity, my friend, life don't last long now. James says, "For what is your life but a vapor? Appear for a little while and vanish away." Because of sin in our life. For the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Death. And it says, "Therefore, for in that day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt what? Surely die." Oh, listen, God commands holiness from us. Eve rebelled and died. Adam rebelled and died. Children of Israel rebelled and died. And we rebelled, and spiritually we die. My friend, God wants to bring back to life what is inside you and what is inside me. He wants to bring back to life corporately what is inside the church. Oh, listen to me, James 2:10. James 2:10, what does it say? And James 2:10 says, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend one point, he is what?
Guilty
of all. Whosoever shall commit one offense, one thing, not do it, my friend, we're guilty of all that. Guilty of all. Listen to me. To be anything less than holy is to be unholy. To be anything less than righteous is to be unrighteous. And my friend, God demands and deserves better than that. Oh, listen to me. Paul says in the New Testament, in Romans 3:10, he goes on to say, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." He goes on to furthermore say in Romans 3:23, says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." He goes on to say in that in Romans 6:23, he goes on to say, "For the wages of sin is death." My friend, are you understanding what I'm saying this morning? Are you getting the message? Are you receiving it this morning? Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 1 through 7. It tells us some things. And I want to highlight on them. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 1 through 7. It says, Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God, what? Commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go and possess it. My friend, God gave us these commandments. God gave us these statutes. God gave us these ordinances. God gave us these judgments that are for you and me, that wherever the land is that God has put us in, whether it's our neighborhood, our home, our hospital, wherever it is, our job site, our schools, our work, in the church, God respects and demands from you and me to teach His word, to teach His commandments, to teach His statutes, to teach His judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you. Are you with me? Those things for us to teach. And he goes on to say in verse 2, he says, "That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God." That fear is in all understanding God's reverence and His power and His authority and what He has. That to fear the Lord thy God. Then he says what? To keep all His what? Statutes and His commandments, which He did what again? Command thee. That thou and thy son and thy son and all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. that we have life when we keep His commands, His statutes, His judgments, and things of that nature. We have life in Him. He gives life. He is the giver and the taker of life. He gives life. Verse 3, He goes on to say, "Hear therefore, O Israel." And I say, "Hear therefore, O Crossroad." Hear today, amen. Amen. Are you listening to me? Yes. Are you hearing me? Yes. I've scaled down today, and I backed down, and I scaled down the way I usually preach, because I want you to get it, church. I want you to get it. I'm teaching today. I hope that your ears are open, your eyes are open, your mind's open, your heart's open. You understand, and you're listening to what God is saying to your heart and my heart. It is important and critical we get it. Hear therefore, O Israel, Crossroad, and observe to what? Do it, that thou may be what? Well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, and the land that floweth with milk and honey, that we may increase mightily by doing what? Observing to do what? Keep God's commandments, His laws, His statutes, His ordinances, being holy, for He is holy. Be righteous, for He is righteous. In doing those things, we may increase mightily, as the Lord God thy fathers have promised thee. Go on to verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, hear, Crossroad, what the Lord our God is one Lord." He goes on to say in verse 5, he goes on to say, "And thou shalt what? Love the Lord thy God with part of thy heart." Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thy heart, with all thy what? Soul, and with all thy what? Might. Love the Lord thy God. Do we love the Lord thy God? With all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. Do we love Him, folks? Do we love Him? He goes on to say in verse 6, he said, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart." He goes on in verse 7, it's saying, "And thou shalt what? Teach them diligently unto what? Thy children. And shall what? Talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." We should talk to them, train them, teach them. It's not everybody's job to train and teach your children how to live and how to act. It's our job as parents and grandparents and stuff to train our own children, our family, about respect, about submission, about honor your mother and your father, that your days on earth will be lengthened. I told you that a few weeks ago. Because mom and daddy brought you in here, we can take you out of here. Amen. Teach the laws. Teach the statutes. Teach the commandments. Teach righteousness, teach holiness, teach purity. Where are they going to learn it from? Do you think that they're going to learn it from out there? No, no, they're not going to learn it from out there. They're going to learn it from in here and in your home. And in your home. And it will have a profound impact out there. But it starts in here. It starts with you. And it starts with me. Doing what God has commanded us to do. He goes on in another verse of Scripture in Deuteronomy 10:12-13. He goes on to say, "And now Israel," and we can say, "And now Crossroad, and now Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee?" I want you to understand something. If you got your Bibles open to Deuteronomy 10:12, and it says, "And now Israel," we put Crossroad, you can put, "And now Derhal, and now Tammy, and now Randy, and now Brother James, and now Miss Doris, and now Mr. Norman, now Mr. Mark, now Mr. Lou, now Miss Peggy." You go on and put it in there. Put it in there. "And now for each and every one of you. And now, Crossroad, what do the Lord thy God require of who? Thee. That means you. That means me. Put your name there. But to what? Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord thy God. And to what? Walk in all his ways. And to what? Love him. And to what? Serve the Lord thy God with part of your heart, with all their heart and part of your soul. What does the Lord God require of thee? What does the Lord require of us, Crossroad? What does the Lord require of us? Put your name in there personally. What does the Lord require of us? What does he require? Come back to verse 12. What does he require of us? Let's look at it again. What does he require of us in verse 12? What does he require? The Lord God requireth thee but to what? Fear the Lord thy God. Do you understand what I'm saying today? Amen. Are you listening? Amen. Are you understanding? Yes. Are you making mental note of it? Yes. Are you writing it down? Folks, it's important that we get this message today. Amen? Amen. Because, my friend, if we do, my friend, God will change the outcome of the church. Amen. If we don't get it, he will change the outcome of the church. You with me? Amen. What does he require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God and to what? Walk in his ways. And to what? Love him. And to what? Serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. He goes on to say in verse 13, what does he say? To keep the commandments of the Lord and what? His statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. For thy
good.
For thy
good.
We want good out of it?
Yes.
What do we got to do? What does he require of us? To be obedient, to be holy, to be righteous, to live a life of that. To his commandments, to keep his commandments, to keep his statutes. My friends, what he requires of us. Oh, listen to me. The writer of Hebrews reminds us in Hebrews 4:15. He reminds us, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. God knows where we're at. God knows where we're staying. God knows what's going on in your life and my life. And my friends, he's not a God that can't be in touch with our infirmities. He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. My friend, listen to me. We have that same God. He dwells within us. Amen? If you're saved and born again, child of God, where does he live? Within us. And what does he require of us? To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. To keep his statutes, to keep his commandments, and to walk in the holiness of him. Listen, he was tempted in every way as we were, but yet without sin. In 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, folks, listen, it's time to do business with the Lord. It's time to get serious about the Lord. It is time, my friend, that we do what God has required of us. In Deuteronomy 10, throw those verses back up there again, Nina. In Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12 and 13, my friend, I want you to get this. I want you to understand it. I want you to write it down. I want you to make mental note of it. And now, Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee? Now, Brother Lee. Now, Miss Gloria. Now, Brother James. Now, Tammy. Now, Lisa, now, Mark, now, Tina, put your name there. Put your name there. Miss Doris, Brother Norman, put your name there. And now, say it to yourself and say your name. Read it with me. And now, Tim, you're supposed to say your name. Y'all with me? Amen? You with me? And now, your name. What doeth the Lord thy God require of me. You with me?
Yeah.
But to what?
Fear
the Lord thy God, and to what?
Walk
in all his ways, and to what?
Love
him, and to what?
Serve
the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Folks, if we meant that and we took that portion of Scripture and understood what God required of us as individuals and understood what God requires of us as a church and as folks, we wouldn't have the problems we have today.
Amen.
Because God would be in complete control of our life. And we would be obedient to follow his statutes, his commands, and his ordinances. We would be obedient to give to God's ministry. We would be obedient to serve the Lord. We would be obedient to fear God and stand in awe of who he is. We'd be obedient to love the Lord and want to spend time in his house, spend time in his word, spend time with him in prayer. We'd want to serve the Lord and be here to do what God has required for us to do with all our hearts, with all our soul. And my friend, if we took that and we meant that, God will make a difference in your life and mine.
Amen.
Maybe you're here today and you've never invited Jesus in your heart to be your Lord and Savior. That's the first thing he wants. He wants to be Lord of your life. He wants to be boss. He wants to be in control of your life. When are we going to release everything that we have to him? When are we going to give it to him? He deserves it all. He deserves it all.
Amen.
All that you have and all that you are is because of God's blessings in your life. When are you going to give it back to him and let him be Lord of your life? Oh, you need to come. You need to give your heart and life to him. Be saved. I'll show you what to do in Scripture to be saved. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. It's a love to be your family of God. I'd love to be a pastor. Maybe God spoke to you personally in your life about what God requires of thee. Maybe he spoke to you. Maybe you haven't been living a life that's righteousness before him. Maybe you haven't been living a life that is holy before him. Maybe there's things in your life that can hinder the fellowship of you and the Lord, or hinder you being able to witness to somebody else. Bring it to the altar. Ask God to remove it and reveal it and remove it from you. Maybe you're here and you want to pray for the church, pray for one another, whatever, I don't know. But my friend, God's standing at your heart's door knocking today. What are you going to do with the message? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the message that God give you today? Will you stand with me? You come as God leads and lays in your heart. You come.